Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you can to make all this world seem.
It's Tony Williams, the lead singer for the Platters, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Manny Avramides. He's the CEO of American Management Association International. Manny, I need the website, please.
AMANet.org.
All right, AMANet.org. Tell us what AMA does.
So from a diversity and inclusion standpoint, we are a training and development organization, and we do business in approximately 100 countries and primarily focusing on talent and talent development, preparing people for their current and next level jobs. And, you know, to tie it into diversity and inclusion, we're pretty much forced into being diverse and inclusive. And our motto here is local cultural sensitivity. So anytime we're doing business, whether it's in the U.S. or outside of the U.S., we want to make sure that it's localized and it makes sense to the audience.
And this whole process of diversity and all the things that you were just talking about, this has been almost a half century process, hasn't it? Where we've come out of thousands of years of a patriarchal organization to a time when you know the workplace it looks more like the population.
Yeah, I think that it was initially a quota-driven initiative. Now, as I talk to more and more CEOs of all size businesses, they're seeing it as a competitive advantage.
It's an organic thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Being driven from the outside is being driven from the inside.
Now it's being driven from the inside. I think initially, if you went back 20, 30 years, it was driven by the government to fill quotas.
Yep.
The challenge, though, there were several unintended consequences where you would often see diverse candidates move into roles that they weren't qualified for.
Mm-hmm.
Today, organizations are taking the initiative, and in some cases in a very sophisticated way, to prepare people for the next level. When that next level job becomes available, they are in fact qualified to apply for it in a fair way. And AMA does qualify in that space.
How do you help your customers? How do you help your clients do that? How do you help them build organic? I mean, is that they don't hire for quotas anymore. They do hire and develop for diversity, and so that takes more management, doesn't it? That takes more sophistication. It takes a higher level of patience too, doesn't it? You're not building a sports car. You're building a train, right? You don't turn this thing around. If you're gonna have a diverse leadership, top, C-suite leadership in 5 or 10 or 20 years, and you're going to do that organically from the inside, you got to start laying those tracks early, don't you?
You do. And I can tell you one of the ways we do it, so I have quite a few executives reporting into me. We're very good from a diversity standpoint, but if I was going to consult with an outside organization, I would look at the organization, see who's up in the next level and the next level, depending again on how large the organization is, and actually challenge the management team to work with HR and create and say, okay, today you have 10 direct reports. They're all between the age of 40 and 70, and they're all white males.
Mm-hmm.
How do we start to diversify that? How do you work with HR to create metrics saying, okay, year one, year two, year three, we're going to improve by 5% a year? Because it's not done overnight, and you do have to focus on the business, of course. But what you're doing is you're expanding your talent.
Can I stop you for a second? If you actually ran into that, would you not go back and say, okay, let's do a little forensics on how this happened, number one.
Yep.
Let's look at some decision making, some bias, some practices. How did this happen, number one? And number two, can we determine that the organization has suffered because of that? Not that you're not doing a witch hunt, you're not trying to take anybody down, you're just doing some forensics. It'd be a good exercise to have.
Yeah, and yes, and we've done that. And usually it's all with the right intentions.
Yes.
You have a job, you have the five best candidates seem to be exactly what you are, and you want to focus on the business and you pick one. But there are ways of creating a diverse candidate pool, but you have to take the action. Mm-hmm. So you may have, for example, a female in a role that doesn't have the 3 years experience for a promotion, mm-hmm. but you single her out, or a group of people, you put them through a self-assessment, which we offer on our website at amanet.org free of charge. It identifies the gaps. You put them on a development plan so that 2 years later, they've taken the necessary training. They've gone right. through a cross-functional team-based environment. And now they might not have the years of experience, but they right. have all the other trimmings that you mm-hmm. would expect someone to have to be considered for the job. Mm-hmm. And that's the consideration. How do you prepare them so that they can be part of that candidate pool? You don't just give them the job. You put them in a position to interview for it.
Right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some more about this with our good friend Manny Avramides. He's the CEO of the American Management, AMANet.org. Did I say that right, Manny?
AMANet.org.
AMANet.org. There you go. Leave out the middle dot there. All right, we'll take a quick one. We're going to be right back with Manny. I'm Jim. Stay with us.
When everything goes wrong, you have to go and do it all down.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.